And joining me by phone is County Commissioner Heidi Duker. Good morning, Heidi.
Good morning.
Well, we had the last county board meeting of the year yesterday, and a familiar face was back, Janet Simonen. Let's explain Janet and where the board is with respect to replacing the late Jay Kieft.
Well, I offered Janet her spot at her desk, and she didn't want to take it, so she was in the audience.
Mm.
We have hired her as a consultant for up to 6 months, and she's filling in just the little gaps until we hire a replacement for Jay. And one of the important things she fills in is that HR component, and it was quite helpful yesterday because we needed to make some changes at the sheriff's office, and so she provided us with a history all the way back to Sheriff Wirt of where people were at in the department.
Okay, and speaking of the sheriff, we have a new one taking office. So Pat Eliason, and who will be the chief deputy under Pat?
Will Sandstrom, and Will Sandstrom has been with our sheriff's department for 13 and a half years.
Right, and then that means the current interim sheriff, Leif Lundy, and his chief deputy, who was whom?
That was Will, that was Ben Hallberg.
Okay.
And they will both go back on the roster as deputies.
Okay. And in the board packet, I noticed there were just page after page of aerial photos of gravel pits. What's all that about?
Every year we renew based on history and as long as you're following the rules. And so we renewed 12 gravel pit permits. And then we have one that there's just a few action items that they need to take. And this has been in the paper before. It's Bouch Construction. And Mr. Bouch is working very hard to come into compliance with some of the things that we need to have done. And I foresee that pretty soon, probably before the gravel season starts, he'll have everything together and he'll be able to open his pit. And we didn't completely shut him down. He already has gravel in there that he's mined, and he is allowed to take that out and sell it as normal business.
Okay. Well, the need for a new motion on the 2015 budget.
Yes. So we rescinded our motion from the last meeting. And then we just made a new motion, and what had happened is at that meeting we had made a couple of changes, and there was some information that came in with the highway department, and then once Brady plugged the numbers in, we needed to use a little bit of the fund balance to equal it out, so we just needed the numbers to add up and be a correct motion. So it was kind of business as usual. We're still at 6.67%, which is lower than the 7 we were trying to keep under, and our fund balance is still good, so we're not going to lose our rating with the bonds or anything.
Okay. And let's go back. We were talking about Janet Simonen, and where does the board stand? Any kind of timetable or what would be your best estimate to readdress the county administrator position?
So as sad as this sounds, the day after Jay passed away, we had a board meeting, and we had discussed at that point starting the ball rolling. But we wanted to leave it to the new commissioners coming in to make the decision because they're going to have to live with it. So we contacted David Unmacht, who was the one that helped us last time, and we do actually have a preliminary quote from him, which I believe will come up in the first or second meeting in January with the new commissioners, and we as a whole, as the new board, will decide if we want to move forward with him or make a different decision, and then we have Janet in place to kind of fill in the gaps. So we're hoping to get that done, and since we did all the work just over a year and a half ago to figure out what we needed and what we wanted, it should be a lot quicker and smoother.
Okay. Well, any thoughts as we close out 2014?
Everybody should behave. I don't make New Year's resolutions. I make resolutions every morning that I try to be a better person than I was the day before, so that's the same thing I would hope everyone else would do, then that way you're not disappointed the first week of the year when you've already failed.
Yes, we've been speaking about that a lot. That kind of that happens a lot. New Year's resolutions are kind of,
you know, and I don't know if Jay made a resolution last year when he came into the county board, but one of the things we were going to touch on was the Minnesota Association of County Administrators did honor Jay the first week of December with the Administrator of the Year award, and that decision was actually made before they knew that he was sick, and they had hoped he would make it to the meeting. So the county former and some of the new county board members went up and received that award in his memory, and we will hopefully be putting that up in the courthouse.
Probably a little emotional.
Oh, it was. The poor gal that was doing the presentation had worked for Jay previously.
Oh, dear.
And had been given a chance, you know, and, you know, yep. wasn't sure if it was going to be the right hire, and he gave her the chance and believed in her. And so she had a really hard time getting through it, and then they do the pictures and the history, and so his former counties were there, and, mm-hmm. yeah, it wasn't an easy thing.
Well, it's never easy being a county commissioner either, and you've got another year ahead of you, and the best of luck, and we will speak with you on a regular basis. We've been talking to Heidi Dukirk. She is the county commissioner, and have a happy and prosperous new year.
You too. Thank you.